The Red Eye Radio Podcast is a service of Freightliner and Detroit.
Now, it's Red Eye Radio, with talk about everything from politics to social issues and news of the day. Whether you're up late or just starting your day, welcome to the show. For Gary McNamara and Eric Harley, Chris Kroc, from the Pilot Flying J Studios, this is Red Eye Radio.
Across America, it's Red Eye Radio. I'm Chris Kroc in for Gary McNamara and Eric Harley. And we have some amazing news. We have some unbelievable news. And I am just shocked at the selflessness and humility of Hunter Biden, a great family man who puts his family, his country, his love for country ahead of his own personal interests. This young man, and I think that we should have, not if, but when Joseph R. Biden wins the election. Of course, it'll be after President Trump is impeached and removed. But when Joseph R. Biden, President Biden, takes the helm, I'm just hoping that his this wonderful Hunter, maybe he can be appointed to head up the Office of Ethics Investigations for the entire United States of America. But this guy can do it for us. If anybody can do it, it's Hunter Biden. This act of selflessness, that I'm talking about. You say, well, what is it? What are you speaking of, Mr. Chris Kroc, filling in for Gary and Eric? This act of selflessness of Hunter is unprecedented. He, out of the kindness of his own heart, being a generous man that he is, raised by a selfless man, Joe Biden, has announced that he is going to resign. The guys here at Red Eye Radio, the producers, are asking, you mean he's resigning now? No, he's not resigning now. He has one more big, fat check that he's going to get. And there's probably a lot of stuff he's still owed. And this is rightfully his. The man's worked very hard. And he'll probably get one last big, really big, fat, massive check for his amazing work. But he is going to resign his director's position on a board of a Chinese private equity firm and said, listen to this, that he will not serve on any foreign boards if there is a caveat, there's a stipulation, if his father is elected to president. So it's like the Cracker Jack box. You do not get to find out what prize you're going to get. You got to buy the Cracker Jacks so that you can open it. It's like the cereal box, the Cocoa Puffs, back in the day when you were a kid. And you got the prize at the bottom of the box, but you can't open it until you buy it. You got to put them in. And then you get to find out. And then you get the prize, which is Hunter Biden selflessly saying, I am no longer going to be serving on any boards if my father gets presidency. So I'll do it, but you got to get him in. You get this special prize. If you buy the package, you can rip it open and get the special prize, but you gotta buy it to find out what's in there. Hurry, act now. 866-90-RED-EYE, 866-907-3339. Look at this. We're getting a peek. It's like a Marilyn Monroe scene or something. I don't know, but they lift the skirt a little bit. You get a little ankle or a little cankle. They show a little bit of ankle there. Hey, look at this. Look at this. Come on. I'm over here. Hey, you know, pull over. I'm on the side of the road, you know, showing a little leg. From Joe Biden and his son, Hunter. If you elect him, this is what you're going to get. Look, I got to tell you something. I love Trump. Did you watch any of his rally this past week in Louisiana And the night before, Minneapolis, St. Paul, it was freaking incredible. He was on fire. He was on fire. Look, when you can get me, a 46-year-old guy with married and two kids, if you can get me laughing like a little child because you're so funny and enthused and excited, then you are going to win. You know what I'm saying? And it's one side is miserable and the other side is having fun and, whacking you around, etc. And so it was just amazing. But he said, where's Hunter? Where's Hunter? Where's Hunter? This is freaking great. This guy's in his element. He wanted this. I was fearful. I'm like, oh, we don't want this. He's in his element. And Joe Biden. Hi, Joe Biden's coming across like the man of integrity that he is. He's stiffening up his tie, straightening out his tie. I'm a man of integrity. I will bring back sanity to this nation. I will save you from yourselves, you 63 million people that voted for this criminal. And my son, who his wife in the divorce paper says that she left him because he was hiring strippers and hookers and coke and drugs. And the Navy kicked him out for cocaine. Hunter will be my chief ethics officer. And he will resign all of his positions. The Democrats are so excited. You guys, they're so excited about all this. Look at this. He's going to resign his positions. This is a wonderful day. Oh, let's celebrate. Hey, let's play. We got a little audio that we got to cut. 7, Debbie Wasserman Schultz is so excited. She's so excited, guys. Listen to this.
Hunter Biden is a person of integrity and in an abundance of caution, just to make absolutely sure that that no question arises, that he would resign from the board he was sitting on and agree that going forward he would not serve on any boards of foreign companies if Joe Biden were to be elected president.
She said he's a man of integrity. I mean, we already knew that Hunter Biden was a man of integrity. And this is who you can firmly stand with. This is the leader. This is the guy who's going to be the next president on the third try. He's going to finally get it. Joseph R. Biden's going to get it. I think of him as that stoic, the blue from the Muppets. Remember that, like an eagle, the blue eagle guy? Wasn't he like the newsman or something? That stoic face of righteousness. This is just sad, isn't it? They're trying to sell us a bill of goods here. The ship has sailed. And I know that Joe Biden is not, I mean, Hunter Biden is not Joe Biden, and Joe Biden is not, or Hunter Biden is not Joe Biden, but, here's the problem. By the way, don't you love how they say,
you should leave people's children alone.
He's 49! When can we pick on him? When he's 50? When he's on Social Security and he's retired? Well, he's not going to need it. I mean, he's going to be where he's already worth so much. And Debbie Wasserman Schultz, he's a man of integrity. How many men's wives divorced them and in the papers say it's because he's hiring strippers and hookers? Man of integrity. Oh, my gosh. I mean, you can make this guy the platform, the central focus. Hunter Biden, you elect Joe, we get Hunter. I mean, my gosh. And I continue to just learn more and more. I read this tonight. Hunter was brought on the board of Burisma. We all know the energy company, gas company in the Ukraine. April 2014, at the time when the owner was trying to ingratiate himself to the new pro-Western government after the previous Russia aligned president fled. Obama had just appointed Joe Biden. Just appointed him. I mean, literally, it was like right there at the same time as the White House's point man on the Ukraine. So Hunter pausing from, according to his wife and the divorce documents, pausing from the strippers and hookers, going out to bring justice and righteousness. The justice was flowing like streams of a river flowing through the Ukraine when Hunter got there. Now, it wasn't when he arrived in the Ukraine, this time it wasn't like he would do shortly thereafter in China with his dad on Air Force Two. Frick and Frack, the Wonder Twins, stepping off. Joe Biden and his child, who we should not be criticizing. Children should be left off. I think he's still on Obamacare. You know, you're still in the nest to Lilith 49, aren't you? I mean, you might hire strippers and such, but you're still kind of in the nest. I don't see Joe pushing him out of the nest. Excuse me. A little frog in my throat. So, I mean, yeah, just as Obama puts Biden as the point man in the Ukraine, Hunter gets the job. And here's a shocking thing from the Wall Street Journal today. Look at this. Hunter, quote, with this Ukrainian, reports say it wasn't 50 grand a month, it was 83 grand a month. Well, I mean, when you are as ethical and just a stalwart for justice as Hunter, I mean, you can command a 83 grand a month salary at one of your jobs, not the only one. I mean, everybody works like this, right? So, I mean, you're getting 20.7 grand a week, aren't you? Hunter is. I mean, you are, right? But look at this. Journal says in its report, Hunter did very little, according to, I'm like, very little what? Very little, that's it. Stop. He did very little according to people with knowledge of the situation. He did very little. You know, sometimes doing very little is all you need to do. You know, sometimes just do very little, you get really enriched. I mean, it's okay. It's America. It's capitalism. There is nothing to see here. In fact, I want more of this, don't you? This is one of the many reasons why we must elect Joseph R. Biden. I'm now thinking of Hillary Clinton. She's the only woman. She broke the glass ceiling. She is the only woman to ever run for president. Was it two times or three times? I've lost track. And lose. And that is a record. She is the only woman to ever run that many times and lose. She shattered a glass ceiling, and she is my hero. I think that Hunter's ethics are only exceeded by Hillary's ethics. I think these two are, and her husband. I speak of this collectively between her and him. So perhaps we could have them on some kind of a board, a regulation board, once we get our President Biden. 866-90-RED-EYE, 866-907-3339. I want to get into more of this. And I want to get into, I mean, but I'm just still stunned at the selflessness of Hunter Biden. He resigned the big story coming out this morning. He resigned his position of a board. Not yet. 2 weeks from now. He's got one more check coming in, apparently. Because he's just so selfless. And he will, showing a little leg, he will resign from all boards if his dad's elected. Remember, though, children are off. Children are off limits. You leave these children, leave this poor young man alone. Don't talk about hiring strippers and getting thrown out of the Navy for cocaine. He is a child. He is the president's son. He's not the president yet. President Trump's children are not off limits. No. But Hunter's are, or Joseph Biden's are. So I want to get more into that. I want to talk about the latest on the impeachment efforts and just so much coming up on Red Eye Radio across America. It's Red Eye Radio. I'm Chris Kroc in for Gary McNamara and Eric Harley.
Lines open for your calls. 866-90-RED-EYE on Red Eye Radio.
Across America on Red Eye Radio, I'm Chris Crockett for Gary McNamara and Eric Harley. Joe Biden just gushing about his son tonight.
The statement my son put out today, which I saw when he put it out, I was told there was one being put out. I did not consult with him about what's being put out. In fact, represents the kind of man of integrity he is and what, in fact, he has done and why he stepped down.
The song... Bette Midler, Did You Ever Know You're My Hero, was coming through my head like, oh, look, he's a man of integrity. Absolutely. We know in the divorce papers from his ex-wife what a man of integrity he is, with accused of hiring strippers, etc., and hookers. But he's a man of integrity. Donald Trump has won tonight because he has succeeded in making the narrative about these two clowns and... It's something else, man. This is a lot of fun. So if you're just joining us on Red Eye Radio, Hunter Biden says that he's going to resign his board seat at a China company by the end of the month. Not now. He's got one more big check to get, apparently. And then he'll resign all boards. This is the rich freaking frat kid on a yacht. Like from, Caddyshack, right? Saying, I'm going to resign everything if you elect my pawpaw. Wow, wow, that's the big news tonight. Woo! Steve in California, you're on Red Eye Radio.
Yeah, hi. I was just wondering, do you think that the Rhino Senate is going to acquit him? Is going to acquit Trump? Because
yeah,
he's definitely getting impeached.
You know, it's funny, yeah, I do think they're going to, unless something comes out. There's nothing right now at all there. And that's, you know, you really, if they had something, they would vote, and they won't vote. So do I think he will get convicted by the Senate? No, I do not. Do I like the people like Mitt Romney, who does what he does? No, in this regard. But I don't think he's going to get convicted at all. No.
Oh, you don't like what Mitt Romney did?
Mitt Romney can do whatever he wants to, but he's just bitter that he lost to Trump.
So wait, so you think it's okay for the president to ask a foreign government for assistance?
Well, you know, I don't know. Hillary Clinton was doing that when she tried to win the election. I mean, you think that was okay?
No, but she wasn't president. She wasn't president.
Well, when she was trying to do that to become...
Clear,
oh.
She made,
well, then why don't we vote? Then why don't we
Trump
vote?
Did this?
I don't understand. Why don't we vote? Then let's vote. Why are the Democrats looking for something? They still haven't gotten it yet, apparently. Hey, this now, by the way, your national forecast for Travel Centers of America.
For the most part, the nation is dry this Columbus Day. We do have a weather maker in the south, extending from Georgia up through the Carolinas and portions of the Maryland Laurel Highlands, where we could see some showers today, although not a great amount of rainfall. We're not expecting any severe weather from that system. The southern plains through the northern plains will be dry after a snowmaker went through the northern tier states. That system's winding down. In the west, things remain extremely dry, especially for California, where low humidity and high winds continues to create the threat for wildfire. Most of the country's been visited this past week by cooler temperatures. A good reminder to around the house, prep your plumbing for winter weather by draining and rolling up garden hoses and having any water in in-ground irrigation blown out. Columbus, Ohio today, 66 and sunny. Columbus, Georgia, chance of rain 86. The national forecast from Red Eye Radio, I'm meteorologist John Trout. We'll be right back.
lines are open. 1-866-907-3339. 866-90-RED-EYE. For Gary McNamara and Eric Harley, here is Chris Kroc.
I'm Chris Kroc, filling in on Red Eye Radio for Eric Harley and Gary McNamara. They will be back Sunday night, Monday morning, a week from right now. But we are in the middle of talking about Hunter Biden and his amazing selflessness, where he said that I guess he's going to pick up one last huge big fat check on this Chinese board that he's on. But that at the end of the month, October 31st, he is done with this one board, this Chinese firm. And, you know, is this the firm that gave him that big fat diamond? Is this that firm that he and Joe met after getting off Air Force Two together? What a selfless, wonderful act, Hunter. Just, it's amazing, you know. And now his wife, ex-wife, says he didn't show it in their marriage. Said he was going out spending all their money on strippers and hookers and such. The Navy threw him out for cocaine. But this is, by the way, Joe also said today that I'm the reason there's an impeachment going on. I think, you know, people have said Joe's a lot like Hillary. The more this guy talks, they've been hiding him. They've been hiding gropey Joe for some time. But the more he talks, the more fun this becomes. I'm the reason this impeachment's going on. I am awesome. And Hunter's ethical. I'm proud of him. What, for the strippers and the hookers? No. For the cocaine? No. I am proud of him because he's going to resign in a few weeks. Get one last big, fat, massive Chinese check. Hopefully Hunter has fallen in line like the NBA. Right? And hopefully he will not criticize our masters, the Chinese, who are monitoring me as we speak, and I will get an electrostatic shock. Every time I mention something about the Chinese, it is negative. Let's move on, shall we? Voters are more weary, says the Associated Press. The voters are weary of more investigations as the impeachment ramps up. No! Come on, guys. One last one. Let's get this one last one in, can't we? This one. Hey, after 3 years, I know we've told you this is it, but this one's it! Oh, I know the boy who cried wolf thing is like has happened thrice over already, but this one is it! We have a number you can call, 866-90-RED-EYE. That's 866-907-3339. Maybe you want to tell me to pound sand. I don't know. But you wouldn't be the first, and you won't be the last. Oh, let's go to Mark in Detroit City. You're on Red Eye Radio. Hello, Mark. And I say Detroit City, just like James Brown did in his song. You're on the great, we're on the great WJR, aren't we?
Hey, Chris. How you doing, buddy?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for taking my call. You know what? I just want to tell that last whoever he was about Romney to pick a side, because he better get this through his head that Trump is our president. He's not a Republican. He's not a Democrat. They both tried to take him down.
Right.
And tell that idiot that called before to get his head straight, because I'm sick and tired of people bashing our president with their golden microphones. You got De Niro. You got the news. It's constant, 24/7. And as an American worker who's seen and reaped the benefit of the Trump-Mattis budget, because I work aerospace military, I'm a tool and die maker in Detroit, of course, I see a world of difference. I mean, my life has changed exponentially. And when I hear, believe me, things are changing in Detroit. A lot of people don't realize, but 70% of your UAW workers, and I'm not UAW either, we're a privately owned aerospace company, but 70% of the UAW workers are backing Trump. And you don't hear that on the news.
You guys,
or will you?
I to this day, I said it last week, to this day, you guys amaze me, and I mean this. I say, you guys, I'm talking about
I still can't believe it. I swear to you, I still cannot. I cannot freaking believe it that Pennsylvania, that Michigan, that Wisconsin went Trump. I can't freaking believe it. And that's exactly what it is. Is it's people, and I'm originally from Chicago, born and raised, and did some time working my way up in radio in the great state of Minneapolis and the great state of Wisconsin in the northwest and in the Madison area, the People's Republic of Madison.
Right.
And I know these people. I know who they are. They're pro-gun Democrats. They're salt-of-the-earth, gritty Democrats. They are pro-gun, anti-abortion, for the most part, Democrats. And they are pro-union, rapidly pro-union. They see Trump as a working workers' man, dude, standing up for them and kicking in the you-know-whats, in the jewels, all these other elitists on both sides. And they see him working for them and caring about them truthfully with his heart. And so that's what you're talking about. It is amazing. And I don't think it's going to be anything but stronger after this, too. And here's the thing. You and I are being programmed, Mark, in Detroit. We're being programmed and we're being told that everything about this guy is horrible. And that he's and it's so funny because the more they tell us, the more obviously wrong it is. And if they would shut up and stop and let this president hang himself, because we know that sometimes he, you know, is his own worst enemy, obviously, they might have a chance. But they don't trust us.
I know.
They don't trust us to think. We're not allowed to think for ourselves.
Yeah, it's so ludicrous. One of the last Trump rallies, and I was at it, was at Freedom Hill in Sterling Heights.
Yeah.
And people don't realize he said something. He said that I used to be one of them. And there is nothing wrong with a man that changes his heart. And that is honestly, that's what everybody gets about this man. I've never, ever really liked any politician. And the good thing about Trump is he isn't a politician.
That's exactly right. That is exactly right. Carolyn in Michigan, you're on Red Eye Radio.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I'm 14 miles from Dearborn, Bob.
Yep.
And I have a point. That first caller, I think, was Seminar.
Yeah.
But anyway, in 1999, nobody's talking about this, Clinton, while Al Gore was running against Bush, made a treaty with Ukraine to share intel on corruption when Bush was running against Al Gore. Nobody's talking about it because nobody wants the truth out there. And I don't have cable or dish, so I get only stuff from right out of Detroit, and it is totally rabid against Trump.
It's amazing. They think we're like, they're trying to make it truthfully because they know what's best for us, like China.
Oh no,
they do. They know. They know what's best for us, and they're like China, where they're going to control things and ban certain things. Like, you know, they don't even have Twitter. They have what Weeaboo, whatever it's called. Like, that's what they're trying to do.
You wouldn't believe the stuff that's coming out of Detroit. And every time anything happens with the Arab nation or whoever they are.
Dearborn, isn't that Dearborn?
The
headquarters for, it's like the largest Muslim population. Rashida Tlaib is from there. By the way, she says.
Care headquarters. Well, listen, in the United States
Council on American Islamic Relations.
Exactly.
What you need to know is, listen to this. You need to hear this. Everybody needs to hear this. And I'm grateful to be filling in for Eric and Gary.
Glad you're there
on American platform. Listen to this across the country. The largest ever terrorism fundraising case in American history is a group called the Holy Land Foundation in North. They were in North Texas. And the reason they got nailed is because after 9/11, George Bush passed a new law about fundraising. They raised about $12 million to kill Jews with Hamas and Hezbollah under the guise of aid for them. In that case, the FBI did wiretaps and bugged rooms and such. And one of the unindicted co-conspirators in that case, the largest ever fundraising case in American history, going to kill so many Jews, was CARE. And in that discussion they had in the in the hotel room in Boston, I believe it was, where the FBI recorded it. The FBI agent testified in federal court. That's where I got this from. You just Google it and you'll see it. It was in the Dallas Morning News. One of their court reporters said that Kerr said that they're going to come in here and take advantage of our laws to take over in our country, our laws, peacefully wage jihad by taking advantage of us to destroy us from within by using the rights that we have in this country that they're afforded to turn us on ourselves. Basically, to hate our country, to hate ourselves, to shame us, and to use the freedoms to turn us eventually, one day, into what's happening in Europe and what will eventually happen one day, sadly, is a certain countries to become Islamic states. So thanks for that. Rashida Tlaib, by the way, speaking of Detroit City and Dearborn, she's from there. I want to tell you, coming up next, I want to tell you about how she has released an idea that she and Democrats are thinking about to the non-compliers, the people in that will not comply in this impeachment investigation, what they're going to do to them. She has. She says they're talking about it. It's very serious, and it's in line with her radical leftist things. And along with the strategy of if you won't comply in the impeachment stuff, we're going to do something to you, do stuff to you. We'll get to that next. This is Chris Kroc across America on Red Eye Radio, in for Gary McNamara and Eric Harley, a well-deserved vacation. They'll be back Sunday night / Monday morning.
Get in touch with Red Eye Radio, toll free at 866-90-RED-EYE.
Across America, Red Eye Radio. I'm Chris Kroc for Gary McNamara and Eric Corley. By the way, more potential whistleblowers are contacting Congress.
Oh, there's so many. Folks, we're losing count. Who knew? We had an idea. But who knew it would be this bad? They're coming out of the woodwork. From everywhere. Virtually every civil servant. And they are civil servants. Servants. Like Hunter Biden. They're coming out and they too have witnessed potential criminal, horrible, impeachable activities. And we're not surprised. And these people must be protected. Now, the whistleblower statutes don't say anything about anonymity. They just are, the laws are there to protect them from not getting retaliated against or losing their job. But we don't want you to know who they are. And then we are going to hide them. One of them now, the lead one, is now saying he might want to just write it down, and that's his testimony. More there's coming out. That's great. You can march a freaking, you can have the amount of people we had in the Bataan Death March marching down and saying they're all, you know, whatever, and, you know, weeping and gnashing their teeth saying they are whistleblowers too. But it's not going to affect our support for this president. Not me, at least. Not thus far. Rashida Tlaib said that she is literally there discussing her, the Democrats, jailing allies of the president who will not comply with a congressional subpoena. She says there's serious conversations about taking these steps in the Democratic caucus. There have been serious conversations about what the logistics could look like if we did have someone through a court order to come before the congressional committee. And it's uncharted territory for many of us. John Garamendi, another Democrat from California, he says, well, it's time to call in the sergeant at arms. March them off to our little jail, which we happen to have. Let them sit there and cool off for a while. So, you know, cooler heads are prevailing here because the new strategy, of course, is if you don't comply with a subpoena, we're going to jail you. Now, in the Nixon impeachment, they accommodated each other's requests, and it was 410-3, I think, on the vote to impeach. But and everything was in the open. Not this one. Folks, you're going to have to trust us. We got this. We got this. Sorry. Clear my throat there. I'm not laughing. They're trying to say over here that I'm not laughing. This is very serious. I, too, could be arrested at any moment and marched if I don't comply. And understandable. Understandable. It's Chris Kroc across America filling in on Red Eye Radio.
This is Red Eye Radio on Westwood One. Now, it's Red Eye Radio with talk about everything from politics to social issues and news of the day. Whether you're up late or just starting your day, welcome to the show. For Gary McNamara and Eric Harley, Chris Kroc. From the Pilot Flying J Studios, this is Red Eye Radio.
Across America, it's Red Eye Radio. I'm Chris Kroc in for Gary McNamara and Eric Harley. They'll be back a week from this morning, Sunday night / Monday morning. The big news right now is that Hunter Biden is generously saying that he's going to resign from the board of a Chinese company. Not now. But at the end of the month, just he's not doing anything wrong, but he's going to do it because he's so selfless. All the Democrats are praising him, and they just look, guys, look, he's so awesome. That's kind of the big story. Rashida Tlaib saying the Democrats are talking about cuffing and stuffing and jailing people who won't cooperate with the subpoenas. Even though this whole impeachment garbage is nothing like the Nixon impeachment or the Clinton impeachment, with cooperation and with Republicans having subpoena power and with testimony being open for you and me to see. See, there's nothing for you to see here. We'll let you know what's important. And then you have people like Democrat Rep. Denny Heck from Washington coming out and saying about when Ms. Yovanovitch, the former ambassador to the Ukraine, he says, I just sat through 8 hours that went like a New York second. It was amazing. Powerful, impactful. See, so, like, hey, guys, look, you're not allowed to see this, but I did. Oh, my gosh. Oh, everything we're telling you is true. You're not allowed to see it, but wow.
It's selectivism and forming a narration without you being able to see for yourselves. But the big story is Hunter Biden is so selfless, guys.
Oh, he also says, in addition to stepping down from this Chinese board, is that the same board he was on when he got that big fat diamond that we've heard about, and his dad and him stepped off Air Force Two together, and we're in China together? I mean, wow, it's great people. Folks have been telling me tonight and sending me messages through the Chris. I'm Chris Kroc, of course, and I've got a Facebook page with my regular daily show, and they've been saying, or through my Twitter feed, at Chris Kroc Show, that's at Chris Kroc Show, they've been saying, Hunter bedded down with his dead brother's wife shortly after his funeral. I'm like, no, come on. I think I heard something, but sure enough, yes, we'll get to that in a little bit. I'm like, oh my gosh. And this is who Joe just said, says it's wonderful. And Hunter also says that just like when Joe Biden wins in a year, he will then step down from all boards and remove himself from all boards. It's like the Cracker Jack, though. You don't get to see the prize until you buy the box, you know, buy the package, and then you can open it up and get see what the prize is. He won't do it until you elect this stalwart wonderful man, Joe Biden. 866-90-RED-EYE is our number. 866-907-3339. Let's talk to Jim in Dallas. You're on Red Eye Radio. Hello, Jim.
Hey, Chris, you're cracking me up with all your satire. It's great. Listen, I read on the internet today that Mitt Romney either currently or has been on one of these sweetheart foreign board of directors. You know, if so, to me, that explained a lot of the reasons why he's been so anti-Trump lately. And I just wondered whether or not, because I know you've got a lot of sources out there, whether you've heard something similar or whether you know anything that would confirm that.
I have not. I have not seen that yet, not to say it's not true. But I think that Mitt, as I called him back in the day, Mittens, I think he's just bitter about losing and about Trump, smacking him upside the head with his verbiage and is the way he dresses down his opponents. And I think Mitt's just bitter. And I don't know if the people in the great state of Utah are going to want to keep dealing with this when it comes next election time. It seems petty and bitter. And I think, you know, I'm not a Utahan and I've never lived there. Been there a few times. Beautiful state. But I just can't imagine that this is selling. You know, is something attractive to him? You know, his attacks so much on Trump and bitterness against him. Let's go to James on Long Island. You're on Red Eye Radio. Hello, James.
Hi, how you doing? The smoking gun that they're always talking about is really just a water pistol. And the terminology of impeachment, it's really impairment because they're stopping the president from doing his job. And we have to be honest about Hunter Biden. He didn't get kicked out of the Navy for using cocaine. He just liked the way it smelled. And the thing is that we got to understand is Donald Trump is like
Hold on. So he's not a cocaine. It's not that he's getting high on cocaine. He just likes the way it smells. It's not his fault.
Yeah, he just liked the way it smelled. He didn't use it. He just liked the way it smelled.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
But what I want to say is they're looking for that kryptonite, you know, because Donald Trump, he's like bulletproof. Everything they throw at him bounces off, and they're just making fools of themselves, and it's making it stronger for everybody. There'll be no choice but Donald Trump by the time it's time for election. I think it'll be the biggest landslide in U.S. history with Donald Trump the winner.
I actually really do agree with you now. I used to think, I don't know, and this and that, but I agree with you. I very much agree with you now. I mean, if they thought they could beat him, they wouldn't be doing this. This is so embarrassing. This is so stupid. Who does this? Not allowing Republicans to be able to ask questions and not allowing Republicans to have subpoena power like they do, which was how it was in the Clinton investigation and the Nixon investigation, impeachments. Not allowing the people's testimony to be released or to be public like it was in the previous testimony. It's saying that if you don't cooperate in this rigged thing, you're going to be jailed now and cuffed, and they're looking at arresting you. This is stupid. I mean, this is embarrassing. It is. And here's the funny part, too. Here's one of the things mentioned today. Yahoo News. Adam Schiff, of course, running this whole thing. Schiff says that secret testimony is aimed at keeping Trump in the dark. See, we got to hide it from him. Why would you hide? You're accusing him. This is not American justice. We all know that. The secret hearings. Ooh, it's secret. And now we're hearing tonight, by the way, or this morning, there's new potential whistleblowers. There's new ones. Ooh. Wow. Who knew? Let's talk to Ken in Virginia. You're live on WBAP. Hi, Ken.
Good morning. Sorry,
you're on Red Eye Radio. Forgive me. WBAP is my home station, which is a Red Eye Radio affiliate. I've been saying that for 8 years, so that's why you're on Red Eye Radio across America. How about that? Go ahead, sir.
Thank you.
Yes.
I was wondering, I heard earlier today, was listening to a radio host, wondering how Mr. Biden wasn't really into running for president, and I'm wondering if how much this figured into his having to run. Is that he's actually getting protection from the DNC because he's running for president?
I'm not sure. You're saying that you think maybe that Joe Biden doesn't want to win. He just wants. I'm not clear what you're saying.
He's getting cover because he's running. He's getting cover from the DNC for what he did over in Ukraine. If he wasn't running for president,
that he doesn't get busted on what he did in the Ukraine, you're saying?
Exactly.
I've never heard that. That's interesting.
Because think about it. Mr. Trump couldn't have asked what was the reason for Mr. Trump talking to the Ukraine president? He just won the presidency. Joe Biden was running for president before that. So there's no way that Mr. Trump could have asked the new president to look into him before Mr. Biden ran for president because of the timeline.
You're making my head spin.
So how can you ask the new president to look into somebody that wasn't there before Mr. Biden ran for president?
I don't know,
Do you follow what I'm saying?
No, I'm sorry. I'm okay, kind of like Winnie Pooh, the bear of little brain sometimes.
Well, okay, Mr. Biden ran when? He declared to run before the new Ukraine
yes,
president
yes.
was even
Zelensky
president.
Zelensky was president, right?
Right. Okay. So who's going to ask the Ukraine president to ask for his help in pushing an existing inquiry or investigation along from the United States?
I don't know.
Is it going to be?
But I do have. I got the idea that you're purporting there that maybe he ran so that that knowing that he was going to get in trouble. I'm not buying it. But hey, everybody's entitled to their thoughts, their opinions. Kane in Kansas, you're on Red Eye Radio.
Yes, sir, Chris. First time listening. I'm enjoying it. I had a question. What will make the independent parties like the Green Party and the Libertarian Party more, approachable? Because right now they're seen as jokes. They had last election cycle, then the Libertarian Party had, Gary Johnson. He was a joke. And they also have this dude named Vermin Supreme, promising everyone in the United States, if he's elected president, a free pony and then throwing glitter bombs on everyone else in the room.
Sounds like a good campaign to me.
Yeah.
The only thing that would be better is if it's a pink pony that flies.
Oh, yeah. But the last presidential independent that even had, more than 5% of the vote was Ross Perot back in the 90s. But I don't see most Democrats and Republicans say that they're moderates because they don't have another choice to go to. They won't have another base to get votes from.
I see. I got a little confused. You're not calling specific to what we're talking about right now with the whole impeachment stuff. You're just asking in general, will libertarians ever be taken seriously?
Or just any other independent party? Because
I think if they're serious, I think if they have a serious platform, they might be taken seriously. I don't think that the people you mentioned, as I agree with you, I don't think any of them were serious candidates. And so many of them just bore me and annoy me. It's like a little fly. Get out of here, I think if somebody's serious, if Trump would have ran as an independent, maybe. I love what he's doing, though. I mean, he's pimp-slapping the Republican Party and the Democrat Party upside the head, And it's a great rude awakening. And I don't agree with everything he does, but dang, do I like this guy. And I like how he's shaking it all up. All right, here's the thing. I want to get into a few more things on all the impeachment stuff. If you're just joining us here on Red Eye Radio, the big story that just came out this morning is that Joe Biden's son, Hunter, is graciously announcing he's stepping down at the end of the month. Not yet. Needs one more big check, apparently, from the Chinese board. And he'll resign all of his board seats, all of them, if and when you elect his daddy president. So, but I want to get into an article that a listener just sent me through the Chris Kroc Show Facebook page that I have about Hunter Biden and bedding down with his dead brother's wife a month after he passed away. My gosh. This is who Joe Biden is going to bat for and says he's a man of integrity. This is who Debbie Wasserman Schultz this morning tells us is a man of integrity. Wow. I'm going to share those details with you coming up next. And then Adam Schiff's specially rigged whole process of impeachment, all that's coming up next. Our number is 866-90-RED-EYE, 866-907-3339. Chris Kroc in for Gary and Eric.
Tips from J.J. Keller and Associates Incorporated on proposed hours of service rules. A new era for HOS? In August, FMCSA announced its much-anticipated proposal for changes to the rules for hours of service. FMCSA focused on five potential changes. They include the 30-minute break rule, modifying the split sleeper berth exception, split duty break extension of the 14-hour clock, extending the adverse driving exception, and extending the short-haul exception for drivers of CDL vehicles. Let's look at each proposal this month. First, with a 30-minute break rule, drivers would gain flexibility by requiring the break to prevent 8 hours of driving time without interruption of at least 30 minutes. Under the proposal, this rule could help cut down on your consecutive hours behind the wheel, reduce fatigue driving, and possibly avoid a serious health condition. This tip was brought to you by J.J. Keller and Associates Incorporated. Visit us at jjkeller.com.
This has been the Meritor Driver Report, brought to you by Pilot Flying J, Shell Rotella, and Meritor Aftermarket. Run with the bull.
Lines open for your calls. 866-90-RED-EYE on Red Eye Radio.
Across America, Chris Kroc filling in for Eric and Gary on Red Eye Radio. A very specific grief New Yorker recounts how Hunter Biden growing close to his brother's widow weeks after his brother Beau died. Unbelievable. Disgusting. The month after the funeral, the relationship began. They officially became a couple after spending a week together. The Washington Examiner reports. Hunter Biden's ex-wife in court filing said that Hunter spent extravagantly on his own interests, drugs, alcohol, prostitutes, strip clubs, gifts for women with whom he has sexual relations, while leaving the family with no funds to pay legitimate bills. What did Debbie Wasserman Schultz say about him? Let's see if we can. She said he was a man of integrity, I think. It's amazing. Let's hear what she said.
Hunter Biden is a person of integrity and in an abundance of caution, just to make absolutely sure that that no question arises, that he would resign from the board he was sitting on and agree that going forward he would not serve on any boards of foreign companies if Joe Biden were to be elected president.
This man of integrity. It's amazing. He says, he denied the allegation of hiring prostitutes. I went directly to a strip club. I said, F them, he said. He then asked his father to make a statement praising his relationship with sister-in-law. I said, Dad, you have to. He said, Hunter, I don't know if I should, but I'll do whatever you want me to do. I said, Daddy, if people find out, they'll think you're not approving this. It makes it seem wrong. The kids have to know, Dad. The kids have to know there's nothing wrong with this. And that one person who can tell them is you. Joe Biden said, we're all lucky Hunter and Hallie found each other. As they were putting their lives together after such sadness, they have mine and Jill's full and complete. Dr. Jill, please. Full and complete support. We're happy for them. You're so happy for them. He was, it's really sick. I was reading, too. He was at, look, addiction's horrible for everybody. Trump has not said that Joe Biden was kicked, or Hunter was kicked out of the Navy for cocaine because he's actually got a soft spot in his heart for addiction because of his brother's death. But, I mean, this article in the Examiner was talking about how he was flying over to go to rehab, Hunter, in Arizona, and he saw a guy and bought crack off of him, and somebody held a gun to his head, and he bought more crack for a week. It's just men of integrity, though, because all men of integrity hire prostitutes and strippers. Leave your family with no money. That's a man of integrity. And this man of integrity has become so wealthy, too, off his father's name. I'm sorry, off of his hard work. Hard work. He's a great man of integrity. Wow. All right, I want to tell you about the Schiff grand jury, quote-unquote, how he's running it. And then there's a brand new video tonight, or this morning, I should say, that shows violence with Trump against the media next.
Lines are open. 1-866-907-3339. 866-90-RED-EYE. For Gary McNamara and Eric Harley, here is Chris Kroc.
Hunter Biden is just so generously saying he's going to walk away from his big fat stack of cash that he gets from a Chinese company sitting on the board at the end of the month, not immediately. And he'll resign from all boards if you elect his pawpaw. So what a sweet gesture for him to do. Meantime, Adam Schiff, and the way he's running this, he was on Face the Nation Sunday morning, and he talks about the this faux impeachment that he's running. And I mean, it's amazing, isn't it? Like, this is not how. It's like that commercial. This is not how this works. This is not how any of this works. the Nixon impeachment, the Clinton impeachment, this is not how they were ran. They were ran with Republicans and Democrats both having subpoena power, asking questions for the questioning and everything to be open. People knew the transcripts were released. This is all in secret. This is all hidden. Schiff told Face the Nation Sunday morning, "We want to make sure that we meet the needs of the investigation and not give the president or his legal minions the opportunity to tailor their testimony and, in some cases, fabricate testimony to suit their interests." So, see, Adam, I mean, you are coming across like a freaking loon, dude. How can we take you seriously? You're hiding stuff so that the president doesn't get the information. Shh. Guys, be quiet. We're getting intel. Don't share it with him. When Nixon was being impeached, his attorney was present for all the questioning and was able to ask questions. Did you know that? But not this one. Guys, we don't. No, no. We're not going to do it the normal way, guys. No. Quiet. Trust us. This is crazy. Some things you might say, well, you know, because Trump says I have the right to, know my accuser and respond or whatever. Some things you might say, nah, nah, nah. But in this one, it's like, dude, this seriously is not how any of this works, and it's not how it's supposed to go. So you obviously don't have something. You're using this as a tool to try to get something, just like you did in Russia. It's just so stupid. They obviously don't think they can defeat him. Because if they did, they wouldn't do this. And the funny thing is, though, the sad thing is, the sad thing for them, and the funny thing for us, this only helps Trump. This only helps him. And by the way, some people say, well, the polls, why do they keep going? Why have they gone up with Trump and people saying that maybe there's some more reason to impeach him? The polls can do whatever they want. I you know what? I get worried too. But when I see the rally last week in Louisiana and the one before that the night before, I'm reminded why the polls don't even matter, because this guy just end runs around it all. But Democrats talking about how they're going to be, if you don't cooperate, you're going to be arrested and all this stuff. Just freaking nuts. They can do what they want, but I think they're going to really, really, really lose. Now, here's where they come off again, like as in, so righteous. Righteous like Hunter Biden, hiring the strippers, bedding down with his brother's dead brother's wife within a month after he dies, hiring hookers and prostitutes, and according to his ex-wife, and not giving them money to live. These are great people. This is who I want. You know, that's my president's son. But now they got Trump again. They got him. Now they got him. There is a violent video. This is, hey, folks, we're going to just pause everything here. We're going to sweep everything else out of the way. We have huge, major breaking news, folks. We got him. We got him on this one. A violent video played at a pro-Trump convention at the Doral in Florida. Nonetheless, the Trump National Doral. Clearly he endorses this. There was a three-day convention, and they had people like Sarah Sanders, former press secretary for Trump, and other top former or current Trump people. Oh, Don Trump Jr. is the other one. And they were speaking at this pro-Trump convention. And not in the main ballroom where the main event would be, but in one of the other smaller, I don't know, gaggles or rooms, there was a video that was played, a meme, a tweet, a Twitter thing. And did you see the movie The Kingsman? Is it the third one? I never knew. I didn't even know. Whatever. Anyway, this is the one that came out a year or two or three ago. I saw that, by the way. It was exceptionally violent. But my wife and I enjoy. And so some things where I'm like, it's too much. But overall, I like the movie a lot. And there's a really violent scene in a church where this guy goes on a killing spree, killing all these people. And so somebody put together and superimposed, and actually, as far as superimposing, they did a great, it's obviously superimposed stuff, but they did a pretty good job, because the expressions of Trump during certain things that are going on are really well done. Anyways, the point is, they show like CNN and Politico and all these political nemesis of the president, and he's the Kingsman, and he's killing everybody. And so, this is the top story at CNN.com. This is huge, and we got him. His violent rhetoric has done it again. It has encouraged a violent video, and this played at a pro-Trump gathering where Sarah Sanders and Don Trump Jr. spoke. This is our country under this man. Don't worry, we're impeaching him. Kind of. But this is the new big deal that you're supposed to go, this man is horrible, unprecedented, evil, racist, orange man bad, orange man bad. So CNN is appalled. Well, I mean, they have it at the top of their website. It's the biggest story right now. They're appalled. And they're surprised, but they're not. Because this is what you get with this man as our president. We're surprised, but we're not. This racist, divisive, homophobic, even though he has like pro-gay rallies. Homophobic! Man. CNN said, sadly, this is not the first time that supporters see that. I mean, they're playing the world's smallest violin. You know, sadly, this is not the first time that supporters of the president have prompted violence against the media, us. In a video, they apparently find entertaining. But it is by far and away the worst. The images are depicted that are depicted are vile and horrific, CNN said in a statement hours ago, just hours ago. The president and his family, the White House, the Trump campaign need to denounce it immediately in the strongest possible terms, says CNN. Anything less equates to tacit endorsement of violence and should not be tolerated by anyone. And the White House Correspondents Association weighed in, too. Oh, by the way, before we go to them, the clip ends in the CNN report says the clip ends with Trump driving a stake into the head of a person who has the CNN logo for a face before standing and smiling as he looks around. The clip appears to be edited from the scene from the church massacre of Kingsman, the Secret Service, 2014. Has it really been that long? My gosh. What? I'm getting old. Seems like a year or two ago. CNN says, of course, they're on this. They're on the team. They're a crack squad. They cannot independently verify this. They've not shared the contents of it, but CNN has confirmed the video was played at this pro-Trump conference, but not in the main ballroom. The White House Correspondents Association weighed in. And they're like CNN. They're very much, they're hurt, they're saddened, they're outraged, but they're not surprised. They say they're horrified by this video. And at this political conference organized by the president's supporter at his resort in Miami, the president of the association says, "We have previously told the president that his rhetoric could incite violence. Now we call on him and everybody associated with this conference to denounce this video and affirm that violence has no place in our society, unless it's Antifa or the left." You know, throwing urine bombs in Minneapolis after the Trump's rally where 20,000, 30,000, 40,000 people showed up for this violent, horrific, racist man. This cult of personality that is destroying America, who constantly dog whistles racist things. So there you are. This new video that and I'll tweet it out with a little note in a few minutes, and you can follow me on Twitter at Chris Kroc Show. That's at Chris Kroc Show. And yeah, this is a horrible. Now Trump's campaign, Trump's people said the video was not produced by us. We do not condone violence. And the group that hosted this, American Priority, says they reject this. In all violence, they aim to promote healthy dialogue. Sarah Sanders says, "I didn't see it. I wasn't there for this, and I, you know, reject it." Yeah, Trump Jr. said the same thing. So, but yet, not. If it was shown in a side room or something, it's you. It's your racism, your pro-violence. It's all your fault. It's all your fault. And we, of course, we're the only thing. Says, you know, CNN and the media, we're the only thing defending these poor, ignorant, stupid 63 million people that voted for you. We're the only thing left to save them from you, to save them from themselves. These you stupid, ignorant people that have voted for him and are going to vote for him again. More of you, probably. But we're here to save you. And we're working in conjunction, of course, with the Democrats and Adam Schiff to make sure that you don't hear all the testimony in this faux impeachment thing. You're not going to hear it. You don't need to hear it. We've got this for you. We've got it all. And if the Democrats, if the Republicans and the Trump people don't comply, we'll arrest them. We're talking about arresting them now and putting them in the, having the sergeant at arms arrest you and bring you to jail. Have you cool down, in the words of one of the Democrats speaking this morning on this. So that's another big story that comes out today, other than Hunter Biden's selflessness resigning in a few weeks from now, his lucrative Chinese board deal. And he'll resign all his boards. if you elect his daddy. And remember, we are not allowed to go after the children of presidential candidates, even if they're 49, bedding down with their dead brother's wives and blowing all their money on strippers and cocaine, or whatever, strippers and hookers, not giving their family money according to the divorce papers. But you don't go after them. He's a child. He's probably still on Obamacare at 49. Hunter. And that's why I support Medicare for everybody and everything and living in your parents' basement as a billionaire and being protected at 49 in between your crack binges or bedding down with dead people's wives within a month. These are wonderful people that we need to run this country or to make billions off of this country. Biden 2020. That's my stump speech. Mic drop. What's wrong? What's wrong with me, huh? Chris Kroc filling in across America for Eric Harley and Gary McNamara. And I want to get into Mexico, by the way, did another major good thing, stopping illegals from coming up. Oh, they called them migrants, the illegal migrants. We'll get to that coming up next on Red Eye Radio.
Get in touch with Red Eye Radio, toll free at 866-90-RED-EYE.
So I'll be here all week filling in for Eric and Gary. Podcasts, if you missed earlier what we said in the show earlier or any other show, go to redeyeradioshow.com and click the Listen Live button if you want to. Or for podcasts, all that show info, station list, redeyeradioshow.com. And again, I'll be here all week. So Gary and Eric will be back Sunday night through Monday morning. So much going on across America. This, Red Eye Radio.
This is Red Eye Radio on Westwood One. Now, it's Red Eye Radio with talk about everything from politics to social issues and news of the day. Whether you're up late or just starting your day, welcome to the show. For Gary McNamara and Eric Harley, Chris Kroc. From the Pilot Flying J Studios, this is Red Eye Radio.
You have to be kidding me. Actually, right now as we speak, it's Columbus Day. I didn't know that. Did I just say Columbus Day? You know, we are heard across America on like 250 stations. Chris Kroc filling in for Eric McNamara, Eric Harley and Gary McNamara, who will be back Sunday night / Monday morning. So I have the privilege of filling in all week. But you mean to tell me this is actually Columbus Day right now? Oh my gosh, I said it again. On 250 stations across America, is there a way that we could somehow take out the fact that I mentioned that day? Because it is offensive. Today is, I wish we could just start over because today is Indigenous Peoples Day. Happy Indigenous Peoples Day! That's what I've been saying all day. I don't know about you. Go around saying it, yelling it, cheering it. I got to the parking lot. The golden paved parking lot studios of Red Eye Radio, and I just stepped out of my car and I yelled and said, "Happy Indigenous Peoples Day!" And it just echoed to the marble halls of Red Eye Radio. And my only regret is I don't get to celebrate and share Indigenous Peoples Day with Eric and Gary in person. But I know they're with us in this, in spirit, in truth, in camaraderie, on this wonderful Indigenous Peoples Day. That's funny. That it's Columbus Day. That's very funny. There it is. Well, so we've been talking about Hunter Biden gloriously saying that he is going to resign from the board of a Chinese company in a few weeks, and he'll step down from all these boards if you elect his father. What a generous man. But also, and this alleged violent video at a Trump pro-Trump convention over the weekend, that it's from the Kingsman, the violent church slaughter scene. And somebody superimposed images of Trump on it as if he was slaughtering, and then had put superimposed images of the victims put the CNN logo, the Politico logo up there, and you know, oh my gosh, horrible. Nobody with the Trump campaign had anything to do with it or knew anything about it. They denounced it. But that's still not enough. It's your fault, Mr. Trump. You are, orange man bad. You are a horrible, violent, inciting man, a racist, dog-whistling, inciting man, we all know. And a man who has committed so many impeachable offenses. We haven't gotten him yet, but we're working on it. We're working on it. But I'm going to actually do something now that might shock you. I'm going to actually agree with Joe Biden on his criticism of Donald Trump. Actually, I'm not going to agree with what he said specifically. Let's hear what he said. He was criticizing the president.
In the best of my knowledge, from all the sources I have, or in the intelligence community, before the people have worked with me, leaders in the foreign policy community, there was no consultation with the military. This is outrageous.
Let's hear the other one.
What in God's name is this man doing? What is he doing to our security? What is he doing to NATO? What is he doing? It is a shame. It's shameful what he's done.
So Joe Biden, as you heard, he's already surrounded. He's cloistered. He's surrounded by intelligence professionals. You know, that whistleblower that started this whole thing supposedly was with Biden all the time on Air Force Two back in the day, working together is what they were saying. Oh, I'll bet you he's telling him things. But I will say this. I totally disagree with what Trump did in Syria. And I still sit here, and he's talking about how, you know, see, we didn't get, we never should have went into the quicksand, he was saying at one of the rallies the other night. And I love this president. I back him 110%. But he is wrong on this one. He is absolutely wrong on this one. And even Mr. Sanders, Bernie, has come out after he talked about his grabber over the weekend. And Bernie has, let's hear what Bernie was saying about Trump and Syria.
Yeah, I want to turn to this week's news, the president's sudden decision to withdraw U.S. troops from Syria. You were very critical of this.
That's an outrage. You know, the Kurds have lost, as I recall, about 11,000 soldiers in the fight against ISIS. Some 20,000 have been wounded. Mm-hmm. Now, what does it say to the entire world that you have a president who gets off the phone with Erdogan of Turkey and then sends out a tweet that says, oh, by the way, we're deserting these people who have put their lives on the line to work with us in fighting against some of the worst terrorists in the world. Sends a message to the entire world, you cannot trust the United States of America anymore in foreign affairs. Doesn't matter what the president says, because tomorrow he may reverse himself. It is outrageous. Now, how you deal with Turkey, how you deal with that whole region, is a whole other issue. It's no great secret. I am a strong opponent of endless wars. You're looking at a candidate who opposed vigorously the war in Iraq, because I knew exactly the kind of destabilization.
I mean, he sounded a little bit like Bernie Sanders when he was
except
talking about
lies. The
about
difference
endless
between
wars.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But the difference between Trump and me is he lies. I don't. And again, you don't turn your back on an ally that lost 11,000 troops fighting against terrorism through a tweet and a discussion with Erdogan.
I am amazed, but for the most part, I agree with Biden and Bernie on this. And I was against it and the day it happened, the day before it happened, and now I'm against it. And it's sad. I don't understand Trump. He still says, at the rallies. He said the other night, quote, in Minnesota last week, he said, the single greatest mistake our country made in this history was going into the quicksand. We're pulling people out. We're trying to make good deals, and we're going to bring our soldiers back home. And look, I want them to come home too, but here's the deal. They're there for a reason. They're in South Korea for a reason. They're in Germany for a reason. They're permanently staying at a lot of places for reasons. And we should not cut off our noses to spite our face and say, well, we're getting them home. You know, you can say they never should have been there to begin with as far as the Middle East. That's your opinion. That's cool. But it's too late. They're there. And I love what Trump did in ISIS, in Syria with ISIS, and destroying the caliphate. But this is a huge freaking mistake. And Turkey is, I know exactly what they're doing right now and in the near future. They're not going to stop until it gets everything they want. And they do not care about any sanctions or economic crippling things. They are blindly going for exactly what they want. And they're going much further and much farther distance-wise, southward into Syria and westward than anybody thought they would go. And they're not going to stop, even if Trump, and he hasn't done it yet, which he should have done it already based on his own words, they're not going to stop, even if Trump right now, depending on if you're at if you're on the East Coast at 3:14, et cetera, Pacific, just after midnight, right now, if Trump comes out and signs an executive order or orders to have anything, banks, money, et cetera, cut off immediately with Turkey, they're not going to stop. They are blindly, like a bull charging at a red flag or whatever that's being waved, they are blindly going to do what they want to do, that they've wanted to do for a long time, and they're not going to stop till it's done. You cannot stop them. The only way you could stop them at this very moment is to physically attack them with the military. You know what I'm saying? Like bomb, you know, like where they have to pause and pivot and fight whatever, whoever's coming. And that's not going to happen. They are going to do everything that they want to do until it's done. And it might not be done. Might be done in 2 days, in 2 weeks, or in 2 months. But if they want to slaughter every Kurd they can, they're going to. And I think they do. If they want to take over 5 times, 20 times the land they said they were going to in Syria, and they're going to, blindly, and they'll either ignore or say anything. They'll say, they don't care. They're going. They're in. They're going to do it. This hundreds of years thing is going to be finished the way they want to, because they got a green light. And they got a green light because Donald J. Trump pulled out the 50 or the 150 or now the 1,000 are getting pulled out now because the Turks are, as I said, like a blind bull, a bull going after a red flag. They hit bombs hit within a couple hundred meters of our soldiers, and they know it because they're trying to push them back without hitting them, because they're not going to hit them, so they can keep getting more territory and killing more Kurds. Meanwhile, we find out today that 738 freaking ISIS kids, ISIS terror babies, as they call them, and ISIS women have now gotten out of the jail and they're running. We made this happen. This is wrong. Lindsey freaking Graham is right. Wow, right? This is bad. And it was 50 or 1,000 or whatever the details are of our troops, and they were not in harm's way. And if they were, it was to protect us so that ISIS wouldn't come slaughter us and continue to produce videos, propaganda, grab people, cut their heads off, put it on video, and inspire people in our country to come kill us, to walk down the street and kill us too. This is BS. This is a really bad move. And it's consistent with Trump saying he wants to get people out, but sometimes you do not leave them out, because what's going to happen is worse. And I can tell you this, our men and women, we've heard Jennifer Griffin from Fox News correspondent said she talked to a guy with the Air Force who was there on the front lines and with the Kurds, and he said, this is horrific. This is the exact opposite of why I signed up for this. This is wrong. This is terrible. I've never seen anything this bad. 11,000 people of their own people, the Kurds lost. I think about the Hmong people. You know who the Hmong are? H-M-O-N-G. They're from Laos, the mountainous regions of Laos, Cambodia, Vietnam. And they fought alongside of us in the Vietnamese War. And many of them were allowed to come here because they, their loved ones fought alongside of us. And I know there's Kurdish factions that are terrorist or pro-terrorist or whatever, but these people did most of the work to kill and capture ISIS vigorously, and we've screwed them. And that's why Mad Dog Mattis came out on the Sunday shows and said, this is horrible, this is bad. And it is. And Trump means well, but he's freaking dead wrong on this. This is really bad. 866-90-RED-EYE, 866-907-3339. This is exactly what all these people trying to impeach Trump want this kind of stuff to happen so they can make him look bad, even if it means ISIS grows. Remember, by the way, it's a great time to think about our great Democrat friends like Barack Hussein Obama, who said ISIS is JV. Remember that. These are just JV people. All right, coming up next on Red Eye Radio, I'm going to give you some of the details about Mad Dog Mattis and what he said. By the way, Mad Dog Mattis doesn't even like being called Mad Dog Mattis. Did you know that? He actually specifically, I'm friends with one of his former chief of staff people, and he hates it. He didn't come up with it. He doesn't like it. But we all know that's what his title is. But I will get to what he says specifically and give you more specifics. 866-90-RED-EYE. Across America, this is Chris Kroc filling in for Gary McNamara and Eric Harley on Red Eye Radio.
Lines open for your calls. 866-90-RED-EYE on Red Eye Radio.
Across America, Chris Kroc in for Eric and Gary. We're talking about ISIS, Syria. Let's go to, let's see, who shall we go to first? Mark in Illinois, you're on Red Eye Radio.
Yeah, thank you very much. Great show. But here's the situation. We got guys that are coming back from Afghanistan, Iraq, and all over the country. I mean, all over the world, and they're committing suicide at a high rate. We got these guys that are in Syria right now that are special forces that are serving, you know, 7, 8 times of deployment. And the fact of the matter is okay, what's the end game? Is 2,000 troops enough for the largest army in NATO in Europe to sit there and we're going to stop these guys with 2,000 guys? It's insane. Our roads, our bridges, our schools.
Okay,
are
do you let me ask you something. Let me ask you something, sir. Do you cite the people, the very people that are serving there and across this across the world and coming home and you know, all the difficulties and committing suicide or whatever? Should we listen to them, the ones who are serving or just were serving there in Syria? Should we listen to them?
Well,
or do we just use them for our argument but then dismiss what they have to say?
Yeah, well, they're tin soldiers. They're getting destroyed.
I'm asking you, should we listen to them? I'm asking you, should we listen to the very soldiers who are in Syria or were just in Syria? Should we listen to them?
Absolutely not. I have confidence in our government.
No.
Let
me get this straight. You want to use them and say they're all killing themselves and they're in harm's way and they're sacrificing 7, 8 tours, but you don't want to give them a voice and let them hear what they have to say? Is that right?
What about our country?
All right. This guy, you know, you are insanely wrong. You just use them. And I asked you twice to make sure. You use them.
Oh, they're dying. They're committing suicide.
Okay, well, should we listen to them? No. Chris, they're a prop. I dramatically use them. I want to hear what they have to say. And you know what they say? Oh, I know what they're saying. They're saying you freaking betrayed our brothers. Our Kurdish brothers. We need to stay here. Jojo Bajojo in Illinois, who just called, better stop using my name because I'm here. And we should not have left. And should we listen to Mad Dog Mattis, former Secretary of Defense, who left over this? He just said, ISIS now will resurge. They're not defeated. We've abandoned the Kurdish people, and it's going to be very difficult for us to make allies in the future. You know, I wish I was making this up, but I'm not. Now, your national forecast.
For the most part, the nation is dry this Columbus Day. We do have a weather maker in the south, extending from Georgia up through the Carolinas and portions of the Maryland Laurel Highlands, where we could see some showers today, although not a great amount of rainfall. We're not expecting any severe weather from that system. The southern plains through the northern plains will be dry after a snowmaker went through the northern tier states. That system's winding down. In the west, things remain extremely dry, especially for California, where low humidity and high winds continues to create the threat for wildfire. Most of the country's been visited this past week by cooler temperatures. A good reminder to around the house, prep your plumbing for winter weather by draining and rolling up garden hoses and having any water in in-ground irrigation blown out. Columbus, Ohio today, 66 and sunny. Columbus, Georgia, chance of rain 86. The national forecast from Red Eye Radio. I'm meteorologist John Trout.
Lines are open. 1-866-907-3339. 866-90-RED-EYE. For Gary McNamara and Eric Harley, here is Chris Kroc.
In the last 24 hours, we've learned that the Turks likely intend to expand their attack further south than originally planned and to the west, our Defense Secretary Mark Esper says. He admits the situation growing worse and more worrisome by the minute. And U.S. also believe Kurds are trying to cut a deal with the Syrian army and Russia to counter the invading Turks. Trump directed then, as a result of that, we're going to begin deliberate withdrawal of forces from northern Syria. That's the extra 1,000 or so beyond the 50 that were up closer. And Trump tweeted, very smart not to be involved with the intense fighting along the Turkish border for a change. Those mistakenly got us into the Middle East wars are still pushing to fight. Meantime, 738 ISIS people got out of their jails and they're cheering. La, 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 la. This is the one thing where Trump is absolutely wrong. Absolutely wrong. 866-90-RED-EYE, 866-907-3339. Let's talk with Mike in Minnesota, where our president was for an awesome rally. Except for this part. This is the one thing I just... I'm really, really not happy at all about, and very seriously not happy about. But let's go to Mike in Minnesota, great state of Minnesota. You're on Red Eye Radio. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how are you? Good show going on here.
Good. Thanks.
So let me offer you maybe a different opinion, okay? I heard the comment you made, and I heard that last caller as well saying he didn't think the servicemen and women should have a voice. And I'll tell you, I take personal opinion with that guy, because I am one of them. All right. I enlisted first in 1990. Remember that first desert war?
Yes.
And was in the desert in 2001 when the towers fell.
Wow.
Just by dumb luck.
Wow.
Right? I've spent my entire adult life, literally, fighting in that desert somewhere. And deployed to other parts of the only other continent I haven't been in is Africa, honestly. Been everywhere else. So I'm going to say that I've got some skin in the game along with all the other brothers and sisters out there that have done the same thing as me. Now, here's one thing that we have learned. I'm going to go ahead and agree with my commander-in-chief. Now, at the end of the day, I got, you know, five rows of ribbons, went to all the same schools that General Mattis did and all the rest, right? Retiring as an Army colonel. Here's what we know. Yep, fighting is horrible. War is horrible. But that whole region has been in war with itself for hundreds and thousands of years.
Right.
Now, for all the things that we have done,
yes,
all the operations that have taken place, have we moved the needle at all?
No. All we're doing is we're never going to
look. Because of politicians, man.
Say it again. What?
Politicians kill people. You're letting politicians kill people for stupidity. I don't even think they know what that region's like.
Let me tell you.
They know the cultures.
Let me tell you what I think about this, and it would be interesting to hear your response. By the way, thank you, Colonel, for your service to us and for us very much. And I know also that you and your brothers and sisters fought for us to, for people like me and everybody listening to be able to speak out on our opinions and our vote as well, right?
Absolutely. That's what it's all about.
Amen. So here's the deal. I think, with regard to Syria, I think that when something is there that needs to be stopped, that because of the nature of this, wherever there's something pops up, we have to go in there. And if we don't, we're going to get a September 11th. And I think in this case, and that's why we're still in Afghanistan, and it'll be interesting to hear your thoughts on that in a moment. But I think we should always have to be in Afghanistan, yes, because if we don't, then the Taliban, Al Qaeda or whomever is going to come together again, and we're going to get another 9/11. We're going to act shocked when it's our fault for, you know, letting them have a vacuum to go in there. It's with regards to Syria. What I now fear is that, and what all the experts are saying, including General Mattis, etc., that the ISIS will—they were never completely defeated. You know that. I know that. But they're going to come back together again, gain strength, rebuild their caliphate little by little, and then we're going to have to go back in and play whack-a-mole. And I prefer, instead of playing whack-a-mole in Afghanistan or whack-a-mole, whatever it's called, I don't want to make people think I'm talking about some dip for your chip there with guacamole. I prefer to leave a small contingent there so that we don't have to do this again. That's my thoughts. Go ahead, sir.
Well, that's a technique, right? We've been doing that now since World War One. Okay, so that's when the Kurds were kind of put in the middle of Syria and the rest in Turkey. You got to understand history, how long that population's been there and why they're still fighting. So we're not changing any of it. We can leave 10 or 1,000 behind.
Sure.
Still ain't going to matter.
We've got
a brigade, a combat brigade sitting in Kosovo still. Been there too. And what are they really doing? Well, they're sitting there babysitting a bunch of bad sheds to live in for a year, but that's really about it.
But you want to just leave, and then when ISIS resurges, we go back in, I guess?
Well, I'm not saying there's any good answer left or right here, but what we've been doing isn't working, hasn't worked, okay? And I think maybe, given our commander-in-chief and his posture on a lot of things, maybe that's where he's at with this one.
I
don't know. That's speculation,
yeah.
Obviously.
It sure sounds that he is, and I just think he's dead wrong on this one. Thank you for your service, Colonel. I very much appreciate it. Kip in Detroit City, you're on Red Eye Radio. Let me make sure I hit the button right, because I'm a little bit blind. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There we go. Hello, Kip.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
Good. The previous call is correct. Look, England did not do anybody any favors when they drew up the border lines back in the late 1800s, early 1900s, when they had to resent, or we have to give up the Middle East that they controlled. They didn't give the Kurds their homeland. Syria, Iraq, and Turkey are not going to give up an inch of their property,
right,
to a group of people. But PKK and DefSoul, they were never rooted out of the Kurds. And those
and PKK is the terrorist
killers.
And PKK is the terrorist entity of the Kurdish.
So is DefSoul. Wait a minute. So is DefSoul. These people came up behind Americans in the 90s. I lived in Turkey. They came up behind Americans in the 90s, hit you
when you fell down, they put two bullets in the back of your head and walked off with a little and left a little note saying, thank you very much. You know, these people, you know, we cannot continue to be the police of the entire world when we don't have an end game, or when we don't come back in with the politicians to help through government to give these people something else. The military are not police.
Okay, so here's the deal then. Here's the deal. So Mad Dog Mattis says that they're going to resurge. So you're saying it's good to get out of there, and then when they resurge, we'll have to go back in eventually, I guess. Is that, man, that's cool with you? Let them keep going?
But, you know, Chris, what do we do? Do we just stay in the middle of a civil war?
I'm asking you a question, though. Do you
Hold on.
Let me ask the question. Hello. Okay. Should we just play whack-a-mole then, and just every time they pop up, we go in and then we get out? Is that what you want to do? I just need you to give me a definitive answer on what you'd like to do then.
Well, you know what? If you absolutely upset America to where you've done something where you deserve a retaliation, then retaliation should be complete. And then when we walk away and there's no one standing, there's no one to come back behind us. We don't have to look behind our backs.
Okay, but we have, well, then guess what then? By your definition, we haven't done that yet.
Haven't.
Because so in other words,
no,
you're saying
haven't.
You're because saying
the
we should.
The media,
can you please? I wish you would stop talking over me. I'm trying to have a conversation with you, a good one. If you would just stop going over me, it'd be better. Okay, so you're saying, because we have 740-some-odd ISIS people that just escaped from the prison today because we left. And so they're resurging immediately right now. So you're saying we should kill them all, and we didn't kill them all. So you're saying we should have stayed there for a while, killed them all, and then left. Is that what you're saying?
If they were in combat, maybe they shouldn't have been walking off the battlefield.
Yeah, okay. Thank you for your call. I can't lie to you. I do wish we would have killed every one of them. But I cannot support lining people up in a death squad. Unfortunately, you were not able to. I'm not being negative and trying to attack you here, but you were not. This is truthful. You were not able to give me a good answer. And anybody who disagrees with me so far on Red Eye Radio tonight, has been able to give me a good, definitive, simple answer. Because we should not have pulled out. And by the way, the very men and women who were right there are aghast at what President Trump did in Syria. Like, they're right there fighting with their brothers in arms, the Kurds, and they're aghast. They're like, holy crap, this is horrible. So, you tell me your solution is to play whack-a-mole, where we only get them after they hit us. I don't want them to hit me first. We freaking learned on September 11th. Do you remember that? I do. I don't want that again. I like the preemption doctrine. I do. You want me to lie? Chris, let's leave, and then let's act shocked when we get hit. Shocked, I tell you, when we get hit. They're inspiring people to kill us now, and they're going to grow stronger, and it's the new version of Al-Qaeda, and you know what? Yes, I got some bad news for you. We have to sit around there with a couple thousand people forever. Yes, we do, lest we have another 9/11. So I don't like the batten down the hatches mentality. We just strike them when they hit us. I don't want to be hit because we're freaking America. So, yes, we should be the world's police in some instances. I don't care what you call it. It's called the I don't like getting hit doctrine. How's that? All right. I'm a little passionate, if you can't tell. Chris Kroc filling in across America on Red Eye Radio.
Get in touch with Red Eye Radio toll free at 866-90-RED-EYE.
Chris Kroc on Red Eye Radio. Let's go to Brian in San Diego. You're live on Red Eye Radio.
Hey, how you doing today, Chris?
Good, sir. Thanks.
I had a comment on about the Turkey and invading Syria,
yes,
situation. I understand what you're saying about how the Kurds are our friends and all that stuff, but they're not really our friends. They're more like a friend of a friend is a friend of my enemy is my friend.
Mm-hmm.
And what's going on is, Turkey's not invading the Kurds. Turkey's invading Syria. So as a result, that Trump is part of NATO and Turkey is part of NATO. So
right.
Trump is obligated to defend Turkey, not the Kurds. I understand that we're kind of leaving the Kurds out to dry, but the Kurds have had that situation for years, and that's their situation.
I'm less concerned about the Kurds. I mean, first of all, we shouldn't leave our brothers in arms who fought for us. 11,000 of them died. They did the massive bulk of killing ISIS for us and with us. But I'm more concerned about ISIS reconstituting and then coming and killing us. And that's why we should still be there and not have left.
Well, if that, based on that, we never should have left Iraq.
We haven't.
Well,
we aren't there. And yes, we are. And when we did leave Iraq, ISIS was birthed. That Barack Obama did that. That's what happens when you leave.
That's the reason why we're in Syria.
Yes, and now that we left, we're going to have another ISIS birthed again. So, yes, the fact is sometimes we have to stick around for forever with a small contingency. And I just wish we would have. I appreciate your call. Let's go to Linda in North Carolina. You're on Red Eye Radio. Hi, Linda.
Hey, Chris. Thanks for taking my call. I have a question. It's driving me crazy ever since President Trump announced our exit strategy out of Syria. And it upset me when Obama did this about when he said we were going to come out of Iraq. He did it ahead of time. Why did President Trump tell, I mean, the old saying, loose lips, sink ships. What about us telling everybody, the whole world, our exit strategy, even though there weren't that many troops there? Why did he have to do that? I mean, that opens
He's doing it for, and I'm not knocking him on this, but he's doing it for political reasons. Look what I did. I'm keeping my word. But in this case, the world was going to know as soon as we did it anyways. So he said it as it was happening for the most part. My concern is not the announcing it before, which I totally agree with you on how Obama was trying to do that crap in Afghanistan with the Taliban. In this case, we cannot leave. And by leaving, there's a vacuum and ISIS will resurge. And I'm quoting General Mattis, former Secretary of Defense. But the sad fact is that we are in Iraq and we are in Afghanistan and we will have to have people left there forever. And if we don't, then they'll reconstitute and they'll come kill us. Leaving Iraq birthed ISIS. So and leaving Syria is going to reconstitute ISIS. I'm not in it for the Kurds. It's a side effect of what we did, leaving them to hang out to dry. And our word means nothing to other people that might want to fight alongside of us anymore across the world. That's a huge deal. I'm concerned selfishly about us and our people getting slaughtered again because we left a part of the world that we have to stay in. That's the sad news. There's no happy ending on this one. Sometimes there's not a happy ending. It's Chris Kroc in for Eric and Gary on Red Eye Radio across America. And by the way, I'll be feeling it all week. Eric and Gary back Sunday night / Monday morning.
This is Red Eye Radio on Westwood One.